Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. This is night 7 of our 8 nights of His light, walking before God in the light of life. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Psalm 56:14, for You have delivered my soul from death, and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. The Hebrew word for walk is halak. It's a verb meaning to go, to come, to walk. This common word carries with it the basic idea of movement, the flowing of a river, the descending of floods, the crawling of beasts, the slithering of snakes, the blowing of the wind, the tossing of the sea. Since it is usually a person who is moving, it is frequently translated walk. Like a similar verb, darak, meaning to tread, the word is also used metaphorically to speak of the pathways or behaviors of one's life. A son could walk in, i.e. follow after, the ways of his father or not. Israel was commanded to walk in the way of the Lord, but they often walked after other gods. Genesis 17:1. When Abraham was 99 years old, Adonai appeared to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. Continually walk before me and you will be blameless. Just as God called Abram or Abraham to walk continually before him, we need to do the same. Here he reveals himself as El Shaddai, the Almighty or Most Powerful. Abraham obeyed his voice, and he later became Abraham. He is the Almighty in our lives as well. Is there anything too difficult for Adonai? People scoff sometimes about the, quote, legend of the miracle of oil. However, is it impossible for God to make this miracle to happen? The answer is no. However, the greatest miracle of Hanukkah is that the Jewish people were able to defeat an enemy that was larger than they were and more powerful, yet they won. Genesis 18:14, is anything too difficult for Adonai? At the appointed time, I will return to you in about a year, and Sarah will have a son. Number 2, he will bless us and make us fruitful in our journey and cause multiplication in our lives. Genesis 28:3, now may El Shaddai bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you so that you will become an assembly of peoples. Number 3, he reveals himself through his names. Exodus 6:7, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as El Shaddai. Yet by my name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or Yahweh, I made myself known to them. He reveals himself here as the God who keeps covenant by bringing deliverance to the Israelites who will be delivered from the bondage of Egypt. It was at this time that they needed to know him as a covenant-keeping God who would bring them into the promised land as told to Abraham. Number 4, he will fulfill his promises in his word if we trust him to do so. Numbers 11:23, Adonai said to Moses, is Adonai's arm too short? Now you will see whether my word will come true or not. Number 5, we are to give glory to his name because of his love and faithfulness to us. Psalm 115:1, not to us, Adonai, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and your faithfulness. Number 6, he is able to do above and beyond whatever we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do far beyond all that we ask or imagine by means of his power that works in us. Number 7, he will fulfill our needs. Philippians 4:19, my God will fulfill every need of yours according to the riches of his glory in Messiah Yeshua. Our Father wants us to enjoy this life. He created earth for man to inhabit and enjoy. However, true joy only comes from serving him and walking in his word and perfect will. Yeshua says he goes to prepare a place for us in the Olam Haba, the world to come, where we will be with him always. Even when we feel we are in darkness, His light lights the way for us so that our faith in Him is able to overcome any darkness that might try to overtake us. Light is stronger than darkness. When we speak His word, the darkness must flee. How many times has God proved Himself faithful to you by bringing provision, healing, deliverance, and blessing? During this season, we need to count our blessings, both big and small. God has shown me that He is just as involved in the small things in our lives as well as the big. This past week, He has brought little blessings to us just to let us know that He is there and He cares. If I listed them, it probably would not mean anything special to anyone but myself. However, I'm sure that the Father has done the same for each of you as well. The problem is many times we do not realize that even the smallest blessings are His miracles in our life. Just as the oil burning for 8 days, when in reality it should have gone out. Shalom in Yeshua, Hag Sameach, Night 7 of Hanukkah.